This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the farm, Good Days, American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. I am a farmer. I do dairy. I've been raising cattle around cows all of my life. In fact, the mission of this program is to be a voice of advocacy for your family farm, for family run businesses that serve agriculture, for the locavore movement. Locavore, looking people who understand, appreciate, know the difference between local and natural and organic and all the things that are confusing to people, which is the best, in my opinion, local. That's what I think saves the day, and that's why the American Family Farmer has a place at the table, if you will. So every week we are heard on over 100 radio stations now around the country. The idea here is to present problems and then to have people who have been confronted with problems on the farm tell their stories so that it will give you an idea. If you have the same sort of problems, how to fix it. Maybe some of the stuff works and maybe some of the stuff doesn't. So I want to get started with Ethan Farrell, who runs Sunset Farm in Narragansett, Rhode Island. And Narragansett, Rhode Island is a coastal community. I have always, Ethan, wanted to have a farm on the ocean, on the water. I've never been able to figure out how to do that. This last year I looked up and down the coast of Massachusetts for a place, even down not far from where you are, but it doesn't seem, it's all the good farms are taken by all the good guys. So how close are you, how close is Sunset Farm actually to the water?
We're about 4 miles away from the water. We're very close, right in the south end of Narragansett here, as you head towards the Port of Galilee. So we're very close to the water.
How does that affect being close to the ocean? How does that affect how you grow things and basically what the tone is on the farm? Because being close to the water can have a lot of special benefits, right?
It has a lot of benefits, but it's kind of a blessing and a curse, because in the springtime it takes longer for your crops to come in without row covers. This year we experimented and used row covers, and it made a huge difference as far as the tomatoes go, as far as creating the right climate for heat.
Yeah.
So it's harder in the spring, but in the fall it's better because the frost is held off longer, because the ocean's right there, you know?
I can grow longer, yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Tell us the story of Sunset Farm. You and your folks, I guess your father and your mother started the farm a number of years ago, but not that, what, 20 years or so ago? How long?
Almost 20 years ago, yeah. The farm has been here since 1864 originally, but there's a caretaker position that opened up in 1999, and my parents applied. There was 16 couples that interviewed for the job. It was a big, long process, but my parents both had backgrounds in agriculture. My father had cattle, a couple of cows, like right by the water. He grew up on Stanton Avenue, which is literally like right on the beach. Mm-hmm. So he had a couple of cows and goats and a little garden. And my mom came from a horse farm in South Kingstown. So they both grew up around animals and farming, that type of stuff. And,
but your family goes way back here. I see that your grandmother had a dairy farm, and I'm going to bet that she was in Bellingham, Massachusetts. I know the farm because I almost bought it.
That's probably the one, yeah.
That's right. So you have that in your background, but you, if you go all the way back in the lineage, if you go to what's that company that does all of the searching back. What's that? What's
the ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah,
right.
we trace them back to the Mayflower. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would bet it was kind of cool. So what goes on? Tell us what you grow, how things. I'm going to talk about the soil. I want to talk about what you're doing there and compare. This way people listening can compare what you're doing to what they are doing.
Starting with the soil, the soil is obviously the most important part. We test our pH every year to make sure that it's consistent where it needs to be. We grow about 15,000 tomato plants, as well as squash, cucumbers, eggplant, all that type of stuff as well. We grow a wide variety of specialty crops, hybrid, that type of stuff. And we use the cow manure and all that around the bases of the feeder, and it, all winter long we're trucking that right into the fields to replenish the soil and everything, make sure that soil has nutrients.
So you're raising beef. You're not doing dairy cattle, but you're
No,
beef.
We're all beef operation.
Yeah, how many cows do you raise a year for beef?
Last year we processed 44 beef, which was put us right up there as probably the number one in the state as far as production goes for beef. It might not sound like much, but
Rhode
Island.
In a local sense. So that's enough, though, from those animals. Well, if you have 44, then you probably have a herd of over 100.
The total herd's about 120.
Yeah, okay. So there's plenty
of cow calf operation. We have about 35 to 40 calves every season. So.
Yep. Well, I bring you back to my affinity for cattle. When I was milking 200 cows here on the farm, we were easily giving birth. The cows were.
Yeah.
Once in a while I was out there to help. About 140, 150, 160 calves a year. And one person whose job it was to take care of the calves, it was really wonderful. People loved coming to the farm, and I have made my farms open for all the years that I've had them so people could come watch the cows get milked. They could watch the calves being born. They could go feed the calves if they wanted to. You know, that kind of stuff. It was pretty open, and most of the time everybody respected it. How open is Sunset Farm? How much access do people have to your land and to see what's going on there?
Well, it's all town property that we lease, so that's pretty much open. People come by on weekends. We have probably 300 to 400 people come through the doors of the market on a weekend.
Right.
So we have the fence line right here where there's cows, the cattle out front, the feeders, so they can go out front and take a look at the cows.
Yeah.
And then if you walk around back, you can see the cow-calf operation because the herd here is split so that we can wean and make sure that we're moving cattle in rotating field the way that we need to.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, it's very open. There's a few goats right there, right by the market that you can come see. So it's pretty
do
open.
Do you produce all your own hay and all your own feed for the animals, or do you buy it?
We grow, almost 350 round bales. That pretty much gets us through through the winter with the herd. And we also grow 60 acres of feed corn for silage in Tunic.
Yeah, that was about the same as I did when I had the dairy animals. I was chopping corn yesterday. I just now, because I'm raising heifers, I just chopped the sweet corn from the local guys that are raising sweet corn. That's enough for this time of year. But I have a couple of silos that are full of silage corn. I haven't used them. But that sort of thing is a great way to finish them off. I think they do. The dairy animals always did well on good corn, and I preferred to feed them that in baleage during the wintertime. And then I have pasture. Do you have enough pasture for all your animals? You have to feed them year-round.
The pasture, we have four pastures that we rotate, but we feed out at least every morning two buckets of silage.
Silage, yeah, right.
Per feeder. So
let's pause for a moment. We're talking to Ethan Farrell, who's the CEO of Sunset Farm. You can go to Sunset Farm 1864, sunsetfarm1864.com, to see what's going on as we're having this conversation, which continues in a matter of moments on this week's American Family Farmer. If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Doug Stephan on the American Family Farmer, production of the Good Day Gang. Ethan Farrell is here. He and his folks have produced what is a fabulous success story, sort of iconoclastic. This is an area of Rhode Island that is close to the shore. Narragansett is this is actually the last working farm there. That's the problem, Ethan, with so many of these farms like you have, and we highlight a different farm and farmer every week on this program, and some are Midwestern, some are from the West Coast. Some of them the East Coast. Many of the problems are the same. I noticed that you underscore on your website the all-natural focus, and I sort of, without having looked at that before, I said the same thing. You must have the same opinion that I do of local versus natural versus this whole business of whether it's appropriate to call something by, you know, one of the three designations, organic, natural, local. You're pretty comfortable with natural and local. You don't do any organic stuff, do you?
Yeah, the all-natural, we're not certified organic, but we stand strong with the all-natural because it just, for the grass-fed, in my personal opinion, I think it's a little, it can be chewy and kind of gamey.
The meat.
And I think the all-natural really gives it a nice finish.
Yeah.
And I think that now you're starting to see more and more of the grass-fed places finishing on grain, just to give like the steaks and everything some more substance and marbling to it, you know?
Right. I'm looking at pictures. You have the exact same harrow as I do, the Athens.
Yeah.
And I'm swearing, I look at this picture of your father. I know I've seen him at auctions and stuff. I'm absolutely sure. Isn't it funny what a small world it is? And we don't talk about that many farms in New England because there aren't that many left. So that's why we want to focus on your success at the Sunset Farm, which we will do and continue at 21 after the hour. A word from your local stations here. This is this week's American Family Farmer.
The Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, listening to this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ethan Farrow, who runs along with his folks at the Sunset Farm. Go to their website, sunsetfarm1864.com, to see how they run their farm, how they've dealt with the issues, and there are plenty of them to deal with, especially in New England. So what is, I didn't ask you that before, so if I said to you, Ethan, what's the biggest single issue that you have had to overcome, what has that been? Or has it been a series of things? One year it's one thing, and like this year, we're so dry, although you're close to the ocean, so maybe that didn't help you, but the rest of us New England farmers are having a horrible time. My hay crop is basically, at this point, what's left is ruined because of the dry.
Yeah, it's been tough for blight. I think with the blight this season, and pretty much every season you battle in some sort of blight because of weather in New England, it's so, it changes all the time, and right, your plants can kind of get shocked, and the humidity this year especially has been a big issue. And I'm sure that, you know, with the blight, as soon as you see it, you kind of want to take the plants right out of the ground before the spores start to spread, and it spreads through the air. So that's probably the biggest issue every year, trying to minimize the blight and, you know, get lime in the soil the next year, treat the area where it was. And but that seems like a never-ending battle.
You find the lime.
And the
go ahead.
Oh, no. With the beef, keeping up with the demand has been that's been an issue as of late, for sure.
So how do you know what you are selling at you got a retail store on the farm, right?
Yes, we do, yep.
Okay, so you're selling your veggies there, you're selling your beef there, everything you produce, but you also have established other markets. It looks like you have a number of, I'm looking at the number of restaurants that buy your, how many local restaurants, or how far out do you go, and what sort of thing do the restaurants want to buy from you?
We supply all around the state, and Block Island buys some produce. Poor People's Pub out there, they buy a bunch of stuff.
How the heck do you get it to them? You put them on the ferry to get the Block Island?
Drop it right at freight, and then there's a guy on the other side, picks everything up on a flatbed truck, and then he goes around to all the restaurants. He has a list of where things are going.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you go to restaurants. You get up as far as Providence? How far away do you go? How far is Providence from you?
Yeah, we go to Providence, Twin River, Fred and Steve Steakhouse. I've sold stuff up there in Lincoln before. Pretty much all across the state.
How do you know how to price things so that you're making money? These restaurants are tough when you bring things to retail stores. You bring your products. I don't know if you, I think you're supplying some retail outlets from you.
Yeah,
how do you know how to price
some stuff at Belmont Market, Dave's Market. There's 10 of those in the state, so we supply the southern locations with tomatoes. So that's pretty much all I do, though, is just drop off, 15 cases here, 20 cases there. But as far as the pricing goes, I have a couple friends that work for, some of the bigger companies. So
yes,
they can kind of help me out a little bit as far as where I should be. And that's a huge help.
Yeah. All right, so in terms of who does what, how do you define your role, your mother's role? Is your wife involved? Your dad's involved? How is all of this determined?
My mom takes care of all the operations with animals. She's very good with the animals. I've seen her make hundreds of calves go from sick to healthy again, and she's incredible on that side of things. So she takes care of all that, monitors the herd, lets us know if we need to tag, band, all that type of stuff. Last night we were out tagging and banding. She just knows, new calf. She keeps track of all the logging.
Yeah.
And then my father does all the planting the corn, chopping the corn, all the equipment type stuff.
Yeah.
And I do that with him as well. We coordinate with that. And then my role is running the retail market, the wholesale market. Oh, and my father also works on the food truck. That's kind of his little thing on weekends now.
I want to talk about the food truck when we come back. We're talking to Ethan Farrell, CEO of Sunset Farm here on the American Family Farmer.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's focus on the American family farmer, an endangered species in my experience and in my recon. I am an American family farmer. I also am an American family broadcaster. And putting those two things to work, I decided that I wanted to have more time spent listening to people who have succeeded. We have a lot of people telling us stories. Mostly the problem that I have, I like to balance things out. The folks who are truck farmers, who are doing in their beef operations, that sort of thing, like Ethan Farrell and his folks at Sunset Farm in Narragansett, Rhode Island. But you don't hear me talking often to dairy people because there aren't many successful dairy farmers anymore, family farmers doing dairy, because the government has so screwed it up, has so made it difficult to almost impossible for people in a circumstance like the Farrells or like me They could milk if they decided to. I'm sure on their store they could sell a lot of milk. I sold for a number of years. I sold raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, all kinds of dairy products on my farm. But the pressures of having to deal with local regulators who don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing in the state and the feds. And I just, it has, what has happened is we have this cabal of a few large dairy companies that control the fluid milk supply, and they determine what the prices they want to pay based on what they can get the milk for offshore. So the family farmer that's trying to stay in business can't. Unless you've got thousands and thousands of cows, and then what you produce is junk, so there's no value. Who wants to follow that model? I sure as heck don't. So that's why people ask me, why don't I do more dairy? You can send me an email, by the way, to ask me to focus on a particular farm, your farm if you want, and your success stories or people you know, or you can ask me to follow a particular train of thought. You want us to do some research, we'll do it for this program. Send it to Doug at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com, Doug at DougStephan.com. So, Ethan, as the CEO of Sunset Farm, I wonder what your business background is. I'm thinking about business this year. You were saying earlier on how everything changes every year because of the weather. That's for doggone sure. But building a business means that you're making progress in creating something better, maybe bigger or different than it was last year, something that delivers more value to your customers. And so I wonder, do you plan for that? Or do you act or react when it comes to that, to the business side of things?
It's a lot of acting for sure. I mean, you definitely have to react to some things, but you want to try to set the tone and get your season going in the middle of the winter time and decide where you're going to take things that year. I mean, at the end of every season, I sit down with the boss of the garden, and we go over the crops that worked, the crops that didn't work, some new things we can try.
Is the boss of the garden somebody from the family?
Or do you have... She's pretty much family. Her name's Rose. She's been with us for over 15 years. She runs the garden. She keeps me updated when I'm out on the road doing wholesale or I'm doing retail. I'm never missing a beat as far as what's going on. So the communication there is definitely key to running a successful farm.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like anything else.
Yeah. You're going to follow the bouncing ball, if you will, get the right people, and you can...
Yeah, exactly. It's about having the right people that care and have pride in what they're doing, and with farming, that's definitely a big component.
Yeah. What kind of buildings do you have on your facility? What do you use for housing, various things?
The farmhouse is the first thing that you see from the road, and then there's a big barn right behind the farmhouse, and the food truck's off to the right, has a big Sunset Farm logo and signage from the road.
All right, let's stop there. You mentioned that a few minutes ago. It's one of the things your dad likes to do. Food trucks have become astonishingly important, not only in New England for farmers.
Everywhere.
They've become everywhere. And so does your dad cook food? Does he take it off the farm? What does he do?
We take the food truck to festivals and events all across the state. Providence, Newport, we're doing a lot in Charlestown. We're doing the Rhode Island Seafood Fest, Rhythm and Roots down in Charlestown. They're all like music festivals, folk fest, all that type of stuff. And it's all farm-to-table foods that are grown and raised right at Sunset Farm that we're serving. And we have a chef, too.
Really?
My father helps out. He runs food and runs the smoker. But we have a chef that primarily does all the food. He's very talented. He's very good.
Mm-hmm. So you have this person. You've got the truck. Do you know other people who are doing what you're doing, other farmers who have a food truck? Or are you pretty unique when it comes to that?
There's an oyster farmer. He has the shucking truck. And that's kind of, I saw him doing that with oysters, and I said, well, I think that we can do that with the farm, too. Because it's a good way for the farm to get rid of excess as far as an heirloom tomato that has a bad spot. Instead of throwing it away, now you're just slapping it and putting it on a grilled cheese, you know?
Yeah, it's terrific. That's really smart. So, what was your background educationally? What sort of...
I went to school at Johnson & Wales for marketing and psychology, a double major, yeah.
Because that's mostly known as a food or a cooking.
Yes, it is.
College?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's in Providence. Yeah, that's interesting. I used to work on, you don't even probably remember the old call letters. I used to work on WJAR, and you don't even remember those call letters, do you?
WJAR? I think that's still around, actually, WJAR.
Yeah, I think you're on the television station,
right?
Yeah, television station, the radio station down around. But mm-hmm. I worked at a couple of stations in Providence down back in the dark ages. My daughter went to school at Brown, and so I spent a lot of time there. There's a very interesting Italian section of Providence that I would think
Federal Hill, yeah.
Yeah, that they would be great customers for your vegetables, especially because a lot of these great Italian restaurants, and they really are. Anybody who's ever been to Providence, you go up to Federal Hill, it's not good Italian food, it's great Italian food. And I would think they would be most interested in having things like your tomatoes or anything that comes out of the garden at their restaurants. Do you find that to be that they're good customers up there?
Yes, yep. I've sold to a couple restaurants up there before. Luca 121 in downtown I've sold to. Federal Hill's a great area as far as food, for sure.
Yeah. How do you promote, how do you sell, how do you approach whoever it is, whether you're selling to restaurants, whether you're selling to retail outlets, because you have some whatever you don't sell on your farm at the retail outlet, you sell it elsewhere, right,
yep.
Or to restaurants. Who goes around and says, hey, look at what we got, you need it?
A lot of it is referrals. A lot of the chefs talk to each other, and a lot of the chefs move around too, which is helpful. I mean, it's like a sous chef from one restaurant will get the head chef job at a different one. So you want to try to keep tabs on where they are and what they're doing. A lot of times that can open doors, but a lot of it's just showing up with samples and being up front, talking to people with price lists, that type of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you know Wright's Farm, which is in Rhode Island. They have become famous because of their bakery. They've got a dairy farm and they're selling milk and stuff there, but I think they've almost become as famous for what they are baking, and I wonder how that plays. We're going to talk about that in a moment here, how it plays with your farm store. Sunset Farm, the website sunsetfarm1864.com. Doug Steffen, I want to say hi to the folks listening in Tyler, Texas. It's nice to have you on board with us here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?
Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from May 10 to 9/5.
46 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ethan Farrell. A lot of people will go to his website. You'll see a rush of people going in to check you out. They're listening to this program because it's broadcast on about 100 radio stations around the country, but also there's a podcast of it. There are all kinds of ways of connecting here to Sunset Farm's website, which is sunsetfarm1864.com. All right, so I mentioned Wright's Farm, which is another well-known Rhode Island farm, dairy outfit, but they've become, according to the family anyway, interested. Maybe the profit center is what is making them as interested. Their bakery is huge there, and I know your pies are famous at Sunset Farm. So, how important is that bakery there to you?
The bakery is huge. We try and keep the pies being cooked pretty much throughout the day from 8 a.m. all the way until about 7. Just to have
people
the
love that smell, man. Don't they love that smell when they walk into the store?
It's all about the senses.
Yeah.
But this farm can between 3,000 and 4,000 pies a summer. We sell, and probably more this year.
Yeah. And do you stay open year round? The store?
We're open until October 31st for the retail market as far as on a daily basis, and then weekends if people want to come by, we do 10 to 4 hours on weekends for meat sales. If you want to come buy a steak or burger, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, do you cook them on there as well? Can you have a meal at your place?
Oh yeah. Yep. Throughout the season on weekends when the food truck is not on the road, we serve lunch and breakfast here. We do breakfast sandwiches with local eggs, our bacon, our breakfast sausage.
Mm-hmm.
We try and keep things as from the farm as possible.
So you have your not only are you you're raising hogs then as well as beef.
Yes, we raise hogs in the off season. I usually get them in the fall, and then just try to cut down on flies and stuff here as we're trying to serve meals. Trying to keep it as clean as possible.
Yeah, and you feed them the same stuff you feed the cows.
Yeah, we raise them on grain, and if we have leftover, healthier scraps, we feed them to them as well.
Right. I grew up on a farm that raised pigs. I don't have them on my farm, never cared to, but they ate everything.
Oh, yeah, they will.
They ate everything. It was never a question about what we were going to do with anything that was left over from anything. The milk from the cows, anything that was it was pretty amazing. All right, you told us a great, great story, very inspiring. I wish you success. Maybe sometime when I'm driving around with my pal, we'll take a ride down there. He's not that far, just to take advantage of all the things that you have and to see, because I love to explore these places myself, because I'm a farmer through and through. I love to tell these stories as well. So keep up the good work. And you're looking around to see what works on other farms as well. I'm sure that you share, and that's the most important thing, that we all share the information that we have so that we can all be as successful as possible. Ethan Farrell, CEO of Sunset Farm, sunsetfarm1864.com. He's the special focus here this week on the American Family Farmer.
Dangerous
Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Mastering the path of Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 53 past the hour. Now this comment, a lot of focus on water and how water is being used this year. Unless you're down in Louisiana and Mississippi, where the rains have flooded out much of, especially the parts of lower Louisiana, where Baton Rouge and down into the Delta, where they've had a foot or more of rain and houses have been washed away, 40,000 people without homes, people dying. It's really a mess. So in those areas, there is not a problem with water. But if you go through the upper Midwest and you move across to Pennsylvania, New York, New England, the areas in the Delmarva, and even down into the Mid-South, we've had a tough year for water. So the focus by the environmentalists has been on water for livestock, because a lot of the environmental people don't like the cows or the pigs having water, because they don't like cows and pigs. Methane gas, you know, that whole deal. Don't eat meat. We got that. We understand it. But for those who are practical and are trying to figure out how to make all of this work, one of the big problems that I've sort of experienced as a dairy guy, I don't have them now. They're all kind of dried up. But I had some ponds on the farm. The animals would drink out of the pond, but they'd also, when it got hot, they wouldn't dive in, but they'd go into the water and they just stand there. And I understand that some people who are raising pigs have the same problem. You know, pigs love mud, and they'll get into the water. And if the water is there for the livestock to drink, it's not really cool, because clean drinking water is essential for livestock. And then if you don't have enough, like we don't have enough this year, what do you do? How do you fence it off, or how do you keep it available? It's really kind of a difficult problem. I've noticed that some farmers they take their irrigation system, and they've moved, or they just have a water pump, and they've closed off the pond so the animals can't get into the pond, and they're using the water, and they just pump it from the source into a big tank for the animals to use, which seems to be common sense, seems to be kind of easy, excuse me. perhaps that's a good time for me to take a break. Hold on a minute. I'm about to sneeze again, so give me a minute or two to sneeze, and then I'll finish my thoughts.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
All right, the American Family Farmer. My point before the sneeze, thank you for the God bless yous, is try to get us to understand with these serious drought conditions. This has been going on in some parts of the country for a couple of years. So the corn's dried up, soybean fields are drying up, the rain's stopped in some areas late in the spring, and there hasn't been really much help since then. Large-scale farming, a lot of cattle growers pushing their pastures to the limit, relying on brewers, grain, that sort of stuff, taking the place of some of the other forage. But the big problem is water, and these people are running out of water. The number of larger cattle operations that I've seen, and medium-sized family farmers who are renting more land if they can find it to try to find water for their cattle to drink. And they're not having a good time. So what I saw recommended by one of these, one of the college institutes that studies this sort of thing, is to fence off the area, get a pond. Hopefully, if you've got a deep enough pond, there's going to be some water in it. And just use a pump to put it into an area so they can be, the cattle can get at it. But it's not going to be wasted by them jumping into it. All right, just some common sense food for thought. From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steph.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.